Many nations conduct a census every few years to see how many citizens there are and find out things about the age, gender, and other characteristics of all those citizens. The first American attempt at a census was in 1790. But as the population grew, the census takers asked more questions, and the problem of counting and sorting all this information became more and more serious. In the 1800s, a man named Herman Hollerith developed a tabulating machine that used punch cards to collect information regarding each citizen. His invention was eventually used in the 1890 census. In fact, the machine was so successful that Hollerith went into business forming the Tabulating Machine Company. By 1910, he sold his company. And when Thomas Watson took over the business in 1939, he changed the name to International Business Machines, or IBM. This company would in time become the largest computer company in the world. All that just from the need to count people. One of the first computers fully controlled by software, programs designed to run the computer, was called the Mark I. When completed in 1943, it was 55 feet long, 8 feet high, and weighed 5 tons. Yet it was considerably less powerful than a modern-day laptop. Over the years, the desire to make computers faster and smaller increased. The 1970s saw the introduction of the personal computer and prices began to come down as popularity grew. Within the next 10 to 20 years, technology advanced rapidly. We now have computers available to sail ships, fly planes, and even assist hikers with handheld navigational aids that communicate with satellites in space. There seems to be no limit to where computers can take us in the next 20 years.